You're invited to join us now for Adventures in Western Michigan. On Saturday afternoons at this time, station WKZO presents Adventures in Western Michigan, a program on which you hear high school students from the cities and towns of Western Michigan as they bring you entertainment, information about their school and their hometown, together with a viewpoint of youth on the news of the week. Today's program, presented by the students of Kalamazoo Christian High School, was transcribed earlier for broadcast at this time. It is sponsored by Herman's Drugstore, 232 South Burdick Street, and Dykema's Office Supply, 119 East Michigan Avenue. These two firms are happy to bring you today's program in the Adventures in Western Michigan series as a public service. Dykema Office Supply, 119 East Michigan Avenue, one of Kalamazoo's foremost business organizations, is always ready to participate in any project that means progress for the community. Dykema Office Supply has served the people of Kalamazoo for many years and carries the items you need for keeping your office operating at the peak of efficiency. And whether you're making a single purchase over the counter or buying equipment for a suite of offices, you'll be served efficiently and courteously at Dykema Office Supply, 119 East Michigan Avenue, where there's an office for every trade. Next on our program, we are to hear a talk by one of the students at Kalamazoo Christian High School, Eileen Kucha, who will discuss the aims and purposes of her school and tell about its distinctive character.
Kalamazoo Christian High School was founded in 1939 and is located at 820 John Street. It is not a parochial school, as it is not supported and maintained by any particular church or denomination. It is operated by a society of parents called the Association for Christian Education. Membership in this association is open to anyone who will subscribe to its constitution and pay the membership fee. Basically, the parents maintaining the school believe that education is a parental responsibility which cannot be delegated to the church or the state. They also believe that all subjects taught should be interpreted in the light of the scriptures. The school is, therefore, parent-operated and parent-controlled. Financially, the school operates on a tuition basis. It receives no support whatever from tax funds. Various Reformed and Christian Reformed churches in the city include the school in their budget and thus help to maintain it. In addition to the regular high school subjects, each student of Kalamazoo Christian High School is required to take 2 units of Bible during his 4 years in high school. The distinctive character of the school is found, however, not in the formal Bible courses, but in the fact that the basis of all subjects taught is found in the Bible, the infallible, inspired, holy word of God as a rule for faith and conduct. The student body of 185 represents 19 churches, 7 denominations, and 167 families. The faculty is composed of 7 full-time teachers. The students enrolled come from all sections of the city and its suburbs. Most of them are graduates of the Ebenezer, William Street, or Comstock Christian Schools. At present, there are 15 Christian high schools in the United States with a combined enrollment of 3,475 students. Of these, 5 are located in the state of Michigan. Kalamazoo Christian High School graduated its first class of 19 students in 1941. Since then, enrollment has increased until this year's senior class numbers 53. As in many schools, our building is becoming inadequate to meet our needs. More room is badly needed. The board is facing the problem of future expansion with the details still in the planning stages. Just what will be done to meet these needs is still uncertain. Perhaps we can report on this at some future date. We appreciate this opportunity to tell you about our school and welcome any further inquiries regarding our program and activities.
Thank you very much, Eileen, for that very interesting survey of the Kalamazoo Christian High School.